President Cyril Ramaphosa, he is still on his tour of West Africa. He was in Senegal yesterday, speaking at the Senegal Peace and Security Forum in Dakar, and he had stern words for European leaders who he said were patronizing and disrespectful around this issue of the travel bans. EWN senior political reporter Teto Makhlokwana on that trip with the president joining us now. Teto, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. The president speaking out strongly in Senegal against these European leaders in the travel bans.
Good afternoon, Wendy. You know, it's been one of the most interesting ways to viewing the president, you know, coming across as strong, as resolute and quite firm on issues which are really not new. And this rebuke of the European Union and the European countries stance, it goes beyond the COVID-19 pandemic. Wendy, we spoke about how there has always been this disrespect in everything that they have done. And despite what they deem as partnership that, you know, that they've always been proponents of, they still remain disrespectful of African countries. And of course, he says this on the back of support of other African leaders. And I think even in the strong messages that are coming out of the president's mouth, he does so with the backing of the West African leaders who have pretty much been you know, emphasizing a lot of these points that he made. He's meeting challenges and President Macky Sall, and expect a decision from them shortly. And he knows that they are going to talk about those issues again, especially around prison security, because they view COVID-19 pandemic beyond the health and economic issues that it brings. And they're talking now about what it means to exist in a post-COVID-19 pandemic world, and their focus is on the stability around peace and security, especially here, when you know that, you know, there's insurgency in Mali and just nearby in Guinea-Bissau. So we expect to hear what it is that President Cyril Ramaphosa will contribute to the kind of challenges that are being faced by his Middle East and what it is that they exalt to that in the relationship with South Africa and the.
Well, Teto, thank you very much for that. Teto Makhlokwana, EWN senior politics reporter, just struggling with that line a little bit. Of course, she is with the president who has been in Dakar in Senegal, wrapping up that tour of West Africa. He is expected to be back tomorrow, and we are expecting a meeting of the NCCC as well. That's what reports have been suggesting.